Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Good day, every day, soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine, good day, every day.
All right, so everybody sort of back in the fold here.
Back on Hibbles.
7 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us later in the hour with things and matters of the mind, or matters of the mind that matter, I suppose, depending on how you twist and turn that around. Lots of people talking about the Pope and how the process works, et cetera, et cetera. Hard for...
Someone just blow their nose.
Roberta. Are you blowing your nose?
I was off mic.
No, you were not.
We heard
yes,
you.
I was.
If you were off mic, then how did we know you were blowing your nose?
Good for you, Roberta. Lots of class.
When I'm that far off mic, Doug yells, I can't hear her. So, but when I blow my nose off mic, everybody yells at me.
There's got to be a
off
lesson.
And on switch. It's sure to work.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, so Richie, not around, but Roberta and Jennifer. I can do that better than you.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so here we have the you've got to wonder whether all this drama over in Rome about the next pope isn't aimed in part as a distraction so that attention will not focus on the four clergy who were found guilty in Los Angeles, and now the case has been settled. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles will pay $10 million to the victims, and it's like $1 million to $4 million, depending on how badly the victims were treated. This is just one priest, Michael Baker, repeatedly molested four young men in the 1970s. Cardinal Roger Mahony knew of the behavior and allowed him to continue as a priest. Is this more important than the picking of the next pope? Which of these two stories having to do with what's going on in the Catholic Church is more important to you? Jennifer, you're the Catholic.
I think they're both very important. I can't pick one over the other, but what I can say is I think that picking a new pope is a symbol of change for the direction of the Catholic Church.
Well,
so
how
I think
do you
a
know
lot
that?
Of Catholics are hopeful.
Do
that
you think
that's
the
that case.
They're smart? Well, do the cardinals listen to the flock? Are the flock members of the flock saying to the cardinals, is there, it's like, can you get to a cardinal the same as you can get to a congressman? Well, you can't like easily get to a congressman either. So to make
you
your will known.
You can pretty easily talk to a cardinal. They're
the
out
the cardinals
about.
Have they email do. Addresses? Like, is there
I don't
a.
I know if they have email addresses, but you could. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they do. They must. Yes,
but they
must.
They have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for internal communication purposes, if nothing else. The whole question is how in touch are the cardinals with the real world?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think, you know, there's actually some talk now about the American cardinals might actually have a shot at this. Because
even though they didn't at the beginning. You're right.
Right. You can't be the cardinal of a city of like New York, like the New York Archdiocese, and not be in touch with the world. You have to be. Now, whether or not, you know, you stick with doctrine or you go out to left field and say something else is a different story, but you still have to be aware of what's going on. I would venture to say there are probably cardinals who are totally insulated from the real world, who live in their little rarefied conclave or enclave or whatever you want to call it, and really don't have any idea of what's really going on out there. That's why they're talking about maybe some of the African-American cardinals from Africa itself might be a good choice, because these people are in the midst of things. They have to know what's going on. So it, hopefully, you know, and as a fallen Catholic, if you want to call me that, because I split from the...
I can't get up
because I just couldn't. I couldn't stand it anymore. Perhaps
well, so
now,
hypocritical.
This could give a lot of hope for people like me that okay, finally they're going to elect someone who's going to really look at what's going on in this world and do something to improve it instead of standing on a soapbox and shouting about doctrine that has nothing to do with today's world.
One of the things that bothers
there,
me.
There, I said, there's my soapbox for today, Doug.
No, that's fine.
I did you today.
The That's good. The part of Doug is played by Roberta today and can often be confused with my points of view. This guy who was the cardinal, Mahoney, he's no longer the cardinal. He resigned a couple of years ago. But he's in Rome helping to select the next pope. Mm-hmm. Hello?
He's a cardinal.
He's a cardinal.
Yeah, he's a cardinal. He's no longer the cardinal of the L.A. Archdiocese.
Well, the archdiocese, yeah, right.
But
right,
he was. But he admits to covering up, knowing about what was going on in the sexual abuse scandal, covering up. Why in the world is he even involved in this if he admits to being a party?
Because he's a cardinal. Because if you admit something, does it mean that you're not a cardinal anymore?
So, but he's responsible for the pedophile performances of these priests here. How can he have any credibility or value in selecting the next pope have any credibility at all when boobs like this are involved in the selection process? How can that be? How can that have any credibility at all?
I don't think you'll have a lot of people defending him. I think that you're right. I think that, you know, a lot of people that cover up these scandals, the people that have been covering up these scandals, eventually will have to pay the piper. But I think the church sees him as someone who, like at Penn State, was just looking ahead for the good of the, quote-unquote, you know, the good of the church or the good of the program.
Okay, so that brings us to something else.
As misguided as it may be.
Yeah, okay, right. But that brings us around to something else. It was announced this week that the Jerry Sandusky trial and subsequent offenses that came out have cost the state of Pennsylvania, what was it, $88 million? By the time this is all
like
done,
that.
The NCAA fined them, the legal costs and other things that have to be paid for the Sandusky mishap, $88 million. What is the matter psychologically with our country or the world where men are this perverted? That's a question that needs some attention.
But this is nothing new. That's the
thing. I'm not saying it is, but
why
do we put up with it? Why do we tolerate it?
We're just brave enough now to talk about it. But it used to be that this kind of stuff would happen all the time. This is all related to a quest for power, I think, which people have. I mean, that's what humanity is based on, is this quest for getting bigger and better power. I mean, that's how we've evolved. So I don't know. I mean, you have to, obviously, we all didn't turn into sexual predators, but
no.
There's no, and I get back to this every time we talk about this, there's no rehabilitation, in my opinion, for people that are child molesters.
Right.
There's just not. You can maybe rehabilitate a murderer. You might be able to rehabilitate someone. But you need to come up with an island, and you need to shove them all on an island, because there is no rehabilitation for someone who's programmed. This is a thing that's in their brain, and I don't even know if they think they're doing anything wrong when they're doing it. That's how sick it is.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the same thing could be said for somebody who murders someone, but there's intention to it, and if that's the case, then there's insanity connected to it. Mm-hmm. And I got no use for these people. I don't have any sympathy for them. I don't feel badly for them. I think they should be thrown, whether you put them in jail or put them in an island, as you were suggesting, Jennifer, whatever the most horrible treatment is. They should not be put to death, because they ought to live with the stuff. And maybe that sounds just morbid or whatever, but what's the business about? What did that woman say? There's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women.
That was Katie Kirk.
There's
Kirk
a special place in hell for men who do these sorts of things.
And I think they look at it as acts of love. This is what I think is the sickest part. I don't think that they look at it as something that they are doing wrong. So I don't even know if they live with that, a lot of guilt. I really don't.
Yeah. All right.
Well, a lot of times it's very misguided, because a lot of times it's been proven that many of these people were also molested as children. So it's a self-perpetuating dynasty, almost, you could say. So, you know, if you want to look at the compassionate side of it, not that I'm condoning what they do, but a lot of it is that they were abused themselves and they didn't get the kind of help they needed to prevent themselves from furthering the abuse. So that's another side of the story.
888-302-3684. Email to Roberta or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow some of the threads at facebook.com/Good Day Show. In a moment, this UN fact-finding mission trying to call attention to what's happening around the world to child brides. Mm. If you didn't know, the UN is studying girl-child marriages. They are. And it's very enlightening and very disturbing. So a conversation about that. And as I said, Uri Geller is joining us later in the hour. Right now, though, I have some great, really, 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 really great news for those of you who are embarrassed by those ugly teeth that are in your mouth. There are half, when you look at the surveys, half the people who are hiring say they will not hire somebody who doesn't present him or herself well. So you ask yourself as you look in the mirror, I wonder if you're going for a job or maybe you're going to date somebody and you're looking at your teeth and say, oh man, these are not going to go very far. So how about we fix the problem without breaking the bank? The Power Swabs method of cleaning your teeth. Clinically tested whitening system. Power Swabs actually remove stains from your teeth so they stay whiter longer. And what's more, it's very easy. No trays, no strips, no bleaches, nothing. Nothing that'll bother your gums, no sensitivity at all. Just swab the material in these two tubes onto your teeth for 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes you'll see a difference. And if you try it for a week, you'll see that your teeth become 6 shades whiter. It's all part of the practical side of fixing your teeth, making them look wonderful. Be proud of your teeth. Call 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Try them risk-free.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
That's the sound of Celsius Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing... Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
From the music department, this is the group All American Rejects.
Love it, don't you?
Why would you buy music from a group called the All American Rejects?
They're actually, it's just a funny name, but they do have a great poppy style, and they're just fun. They do a lot of fun music. Nothing too hard, nothing too serious. It's just, it's fun. They do fun stuff.
All right, so that's the end of the song, Michael?
Come
number
on, you
one
like
song.
This, Dougie.
What's that?
You like this?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Just a little. It's okay, you can admit it.
Can I? Okay.
You can number admit it.
Gives You Hell is the tune from All American.
You want to know why? Because
number
they broke
one.
Up with you, so I better haunt you.
Let's say that again.
When you get broken up with, you better get, you know, you risk being haunted by the person you broke up with. That's what the song's all about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you know, we all have that one relationship where we're like, ha-ha, I'm going to show you, and you're going to have to look at my face every day, and it's going to stink for you.
I think I'd be moving out of that one fast, frankly. Number one during this week in 2002, 25 after the hour, Jennifer and Roberta and Doug with some of the other things that are going on that people are talking about. Jennifer is a wine expert.
Yes.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about this new wine from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Miraval, right?
Yeah, that sold out $139 a case.
Half case. Only six bottles.
Six bottles. Okay, $139. So that's six into it, so that's what, about $12 a bottle?
Yeah, it's actually, it's $23 a bottle, and that's not too bad.
I come up with 12, or it's half.
I don't know.
Okay, 12
a little too, for rosé, it's a little bit on the high side, but for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's rosé, not so much.
Well, you're paying for the name. It's probably
garbage.
You're
paying for the name. And, you know, an average bottle of wine, I mean, like, the stuff that I drink is roughly about $20 a bottle anyway.
Wait a minute.
You're in the ballpark.
What about, there's a liquor store in Los Angeles that specializes in wines under $10.
Mm-hmm.
And the ads are very cleverly done. Two voices on the ad. One, the expert or the person of authority. Somebody comes in and says, do you have any rosé for under $10? And the guy mentions, he comes back and says, 1,313. Do you have any rosés from France? Yes, under $10, $188, and on and on. And I guess it brought me around to thinking about how much wine is inflated. The prices of some of these
auctions. Well, you know what's interesting now. Wine is inflated, but you know who is responsible for inflating, like, the really fancy, like the Chateauneuf du Pape, the big fancy wines that cost thousands and thousands of dollars a bottle. The ones that made it are the Chinese, because Chinese people love labels. And so they've gotten really active in the wine market, and they've started buying up all the really expensive wine, which has caused the price to go up on big name wines.
Really?
Yeah. But what you'll find at these $10 and under wine stores is you'll find a lot of imported stuff, because European stuff is not as well known in the States as California wine, or Washington, Oregon wine. So you'll actually find some great Chilean wines. You'll find some wines from New Zealand, and they're at a great price. So you can actually, by going to those stores, you can really find some good value wines, I think, that aren't just, you know, cheap box wines.
Really? All right. Speaking of Brad and Angelina, Jennifer has told us about their wedding, except you did not tell us that there would be no elephants at their
I'm sorry.
Right. Apparently,
no elephants, huh? How can you get married without an elephant?
Well, they have this big French estate, and they have all kinds of animals, including elephants, that are on the estate. But PETA said to Angelina that she hoped that they would not be part of the big day. So in recognition of that, there will be no, there are going to be no elephants. There will be a lot of ponies that will be close to the home, but they won't be. They're not going to apparently be ridden, because Peter said it's harmful and bad for the Shetland ponies to be ridden. So no riding elephants and no riding the ponies at Brad and Angelina's wedding in May. 28 past the hour.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs.
Intern! For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 for customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. NPSExpo.com. And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get
on. It is the Good Day program. Let's get it on. Uri, unfortunately, got called away, so he will not join us as he does frequently on the program. I'm Doug. Jennifer's here. Roberta is here. 888-302-3684. Coming up, a discussion of something that has gotten a lot of attention in addition to a lot of people talking about the Pope and the TSA and those sorts of things. One of the things I find very interesting, a posting at DougStefan.com about a Swedish company that has invented the last sound system you will ever need.
Oh.
This is a sound system that you can fit into your coffin. It comes with a display.
So literally the last one you'll ever need.
Right. It comes with a display for your tombstone so visitors can see what you're listening to. And it links to Spotify, so those you leave behind can add songs to your playlist.
So you, it plays in the coffin you're laying dead and rotting away.
Correct. Right.
You're decomposing, so to speak, in your coffin.
Yes.
Listening to music.
Instead of composing, you're decomposing.
It's music to decompose by.
Why?
Baby got back.
Because somebody is a good marketer, and you know how vulnerable people are
when their
loved ones die. Going to give them the best of everything.
I'd like a little Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me while I'm, making a big long trek.
I can schedule East Street Radio to play.
East Street Radio for Roberta in her coffin.
Yeah, I like it. Come on.
Yes.
I'd have Louis Armstrong playing a lot.
Instead of Born to Run, it would be Born to Rot.
But that is such a funeral song. Would you really want to be depressed,
hey,
Born to Rot?
Born to Rot.
Would you really want to be depressed with What a Wonderful World all the time? I mean, that is such a funeral song. It's a great song, but it's
so
a funeral
then,
song.
How about Bright Side of the Road with the Van the Man? No, actually, the band didn't do that. Well, that's Eric Idle, right? Always look on the bright side. I'd have a lot of Van Morrison music playing, though, one way or another. So just think about it. This is a rhetorical question, sort of, but an exercise. If you could get one of these things installed in your coffin, what music would you want to have playing whilst you were there decomposing? But marketers galore. This, you can imagine, this is going to sell very well. People, oh, what a wonderful idea for Fred. He can listen to all his favorite music. So people will put it in. I'm absolutely sure this thing will do fine, just fine. Very interesting idea.
I actually think it's kind of cool.
Full of
because it makes you feel like you have some control to communicate with your loved ones. I get it. It plays on people's emotions, but it's
It sure
cool.
does. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, an item of interest from the United Nations and the focus on child brides. Is it a problem around the world? There's some very interesting stories here, and we'll tell them in a few minutes on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Power VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Baa Black Sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedal, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
888-302-3684. Jennifer is one of the keepers of our social media. I'm looking at some of the things around the web. Some pretty outrageous photos of Kim Kardashian's see-through skirt.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that picture before.
Yeah.
The black one with the wrap thing in the front, right?
Yeah.
She's not wearing that anymore because she's a respectable pregnant lady, you know.
Really?
Cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No kidding. I didn't realize that. I missed it, so I must have been absent that day.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian.
Yes, speaking of Kim Kardashian.
Over on our Facebook page, we have the question posed, do you ever take your pet to work?
Really?
Get it, Kim Kardashian? Okay.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/Kadeshow. Do you take your pet to work? Chime in now. Let us know. We are also asking, and this is very important to me, because I like to drink, and I don't mean just alcohol, Doug. I always have water nearby. I always have something in my clutches, because I just am like a camel. I like to hydrate all the time. So we're talking about your favorite drink. Water, apparently, is the most popular drink in America right now. What is your drink of choice, Dougie?
My drink of choice... well, of course, it's milk.
Milk, okay. Roberta?
Milk.
Okay. Roberta doesn't like to drink at all. She's just quiet. Her mouth's too dry to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd vote for water. I drink a lot of water, and I drink tea quite a bit, and I throw in honorable mention to Diet Pepsi, coffee, martinis, and a glass of red wine. How's that?
Really? And a partridge and a pear.
All right, let's talk about what you like to drink. Chris says he likes water and iced tea. Me too, Chris. Jane said, water has been my choice of beverage for about 40 years now. Sometimes organic tea. I cannot even imagine drinking a soda or a sugar chemical-laden drink. I sometimes look in people's grocery baskets, and I can't believe the cases and cases of soft drinks that they buy, not to mention all the junk food full of sugar, salt, butter, chemicals. Those are the four basic food groups, I think. Do people really wonder why they are overweight and not healthy? Guess I answered much more than you asked here. That's okay, Jane. We like passion on the show. Matthew says, Yoo-hoo. Remember Yoo-hoo, the chocolate milk? You probably like that, Dougie.
I did.
He says he refuses to pay for water in a bottle. Marie said, yes, water is my drink of choice right after coffee. Linda said, bottled water is a waste. Watch the movie Tapped, taking what is essentially tap water, putting it in a bottle and selling it back with a huge markup is a criminal, is a crime. I live in Michigan. All of our lake levels and river levels have dropped dramatically. Makes you wonder about a connection since they are sucking so much water out of our state. Paul said, being that our bodies are 60% water, it is the only choice. Oh, yeah, and our brains, a whopping 70% water. Jake said, water, tea, coffee only in the morning. Weekends only occasionally whiskey, Maker's Mark, Grey Goose vodka, or wine. Jake is a man after my own heart. Bill says he likes hoppy beer. Not happy beer, hoppy beer.
Hoppy beer. Well, beer is made from hops.
Yeah. Chime in with your favorite drink. Facebook.com/Kadesha.
There you go. 888-302-3684. All kinds of ways to be in touch with us. The United Nations has studied the problem of girl brides. The report on the prevalence and impacts of child marriage around the world is so out of this world outrageous, so misunderstood or not known in the rest of the world. What it does is bring us around to what the situation was like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago when girls married at their earliest teen years, 12, 13 years of age. And that tradition, if that's what it is, has been held up in many areas of Africa, especially, but in Asia, sub-Saharan Africa, in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, even Eastern Europe, 14 million girls under the age of 14 are married every year.
Now, are they still doing arranged marriages and dowries and all that kind of stuff in there, too? Does that have something to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that wouldn't probably happen, I'm guessing. Don't know the answer to that for sure. Middle East, yes. Eastern Europe, no. Sub-Saharan Africa, maybe. Latin America, no. Niger tops the list of countries where child marriage is the most prevalent. 75% of the women 18 and under are married.
Wow. That's a huge number.
75% of women under the age of 18 are married. And the exception, if you're over 24 and you're not married, you have no future. Bangladesh, 66% of the women there. Dominican Republic, 40%. Yemen, 32% of the women under the age of 18 are married. The report paints a pretty disturbing picture, warns the number will keep growing if the international community does not seriously address the situation. How do you address the situation? What do you do? Go to the government of Niger and say you can't have any
can't do it anymore, right?
Daughters.
And what are you going to do?
I don't know what you can do.
And it's not even an education issue. What it is that these countries are so corrupt. You have these people just ruling the roost. I mean, it's not even like it's just they don't know any better or that there's not a, you know, I mean, you maybe could create opportunities by creating, you know, higher educational institutions over there. But that I don't even know if that's realistic.
Well, under the circumstances, when you really think about it, again, we're going against the grain of what used to be the case, but people are living so much longer now. Maybe this just seems distasteful to us in our society in this country because we're pushing people to get married later, not earlier. And if you're married when you're 18 in this country, you're an outcast. If you're married when you're 20, 21, it's on the fringe. Not until you're in your mid-20s anymore is it really sort of acceptable.
I think you're right.
Even then, my opinion is it's way too young. Women who are not at least in their late 20s ought not to marry. And men, unless they're in their mid-30s, ought not to marry. Unless you don't care about having a starter wife. You just want to go out or start a husband and get married and test it out and see what happens. Because that's where the big divorce. The window of divorce is for people who are married in their early, mid, and late 20s. At least as far as men are concerned, certainly women in their early 20s to mid-20s, you don't know who you are. You don't know what your life is like about, I think, the truest sense. You don't know where you're going, especially kids today. They're not settling in, many of them, until they're in their late 30s to a career or to some really good circumstance where they have a job that they like. So why would you expose a partner to all of this this upheaval and turmoil if you're not going to stay with them? Right? Am I right or not?
You're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I mean, coming from a divorced home, I've been, you know, I'm really careful about who I want to choose to spend my life with. I've had opportunities to get, you know, to get married at a younger age. And it's just I knew it wasn't right and it wasn't the time. And, you know.
Not ready. Not ready. Not ready. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13 when the Warburg customer while supplies last.
All right, so Ken Kessler, who's with us along with Jennifer and Roberta, has been following some of the latest developments in the papal selection process, including a lot of very clever people who are using the Pope or the word Pope in rather clever and in sometimes amusing ways. To wit.
They've been playing this mostly on Twitter this morning, replacing a one word in a movie title with Pope, such as Ace Ventura, Pope Detective, My Big Fat Pope,
Wedding, keep going,
Cassidy and the Sundance Pope.
What is that? So Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Pope? Yeah, okay.
I like that.
Yep.
Beverly Hills Pope.
Beverly Hills Pope.
Mm-hmm. Bill and Ted's Excellent Pope.
Bill and Ted's All right, pretty silly stuff. Check it all out at Facebook.com and Twitter at Good Day Show. 51 after.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program, bringing forth his knowledge of the world of pet. The animal kingdom is his court. It's Warren Eckstein, who studies dogs and cats and pets, has a weekly program that's on every weekend, actually, around the country, and a lot of great radio stations, plus on Sirius XM. You can go to his blog at thepetshow.com. Also, you can find out about the wonder of his own pet line of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats, a separate line called Hugs and Kisses. You ought to check that out at hugsandkisses.com. This is the best way to make sure that your dog, your cat stay healthy. Warren studied this stuff for years and years and years, so you know that what's in this product is the top of the line. So Hugs and Kisses for your dog and cat. Check it out either at hugsandkisses.com or petshow.com. We're going to talk about there's a study that's out saying dogs who are at work with their owners help the owners be more productive at work. That and choices to make when you're finding a new dog. We'll have that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. You're writing about this study that suggests dogs who go to work with their owners help them at work. That seems almost commonsensical, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem commonsensical, but what we're finding is organizations like Google, for example, which allow their workers to bring their pets, are more productive, number one, less stressed, less anxious, and they find that rather than take that coffee break, taking a quick break to go outside and kind of walk the dog midday makes all the difference in the world. It makes common sense to me. I generally work out of my home, and my dogs are around, and if I just get off a stressful conversation with Doug Steffen or somebody, I hang out with my dogs. And it alleviates the stress. I think it's a great idea, and I think more and more businesses are going to be open to it based on the fact that people want to take their pets to work with them. I think it's a great idea.
You know, we had a story the other day at DougSteffen.com about a fellow in New Hampshire who got his dog back after a divorce. The wife kept the dog for 10 years, and then somehow or other she decided it ought to go back to him. After 10 years, do dogs... do they recognize? Do they remember? Does this dog go back to this man and sort of pick up where he left off 10 years ago?
Two things. First of all, dogs don't forget. They learn through the associative memory. So, for example, if you take a dog to someone he met 10 years ago, he may not exactly remember the relationship, but will remember that person. That's number one. But let me just get off topic for a second. You talked about the situation where the wife had the dog for 10 years, now wants to give it back to the husband. Do you know how many times I've been hauled into court? Well, that's a different matter, but hauled into court on custody cases based on the fact that they both want the dog, and the judge will say, Warren, who do you feel the dog will be better off with? And I sit down with both people. You know what really gets to me, Doug? Very often, it's not that they both want the dog. It's that one person just doesn't want the other person to have it. So they kind of use it as a pawn.
Like children.
Exactly
right. Same thing with children.
Exactly right. So, yeah, the dog's going to recognize him. The dog, in a couple of days, the dog will be his best friend all over again, I promise.
So Meredith and I are talking about a dog. You and I were talking about this last night on the phone. How do you know where to go if you're going to a place that's the last resort, if you will? How do you know the dogs that are in there are dogs that you will want to have?
Well, first of all, you want to save a dog's life. That's my main objective. So you want to go to a shelter, a humane society, a rescue organization if you're looking for a purebred. And by the way, 25% of all dogs at shelters across the country are purebred dogs. So there's no excuse for people to say, well, I want a purebred. I'm not going to the shelter. That's number one. Number two is you want to try to speak to some of the shelter workers. But here's the problem. I just wrote about this the other day. Very often when you go to a shelter scenario and you see a dog that's been incarcerated or is in a cage and there's hundreds of other dogs around and people yelling and screaming and there's a tremendous amount of noise, you really don't get the feel for what that dog or that cat is really all about. So what I always recommend to people is if you're going to a situation like that, work with a shelter where you can take the dog out with one of their people and get to know the dog before you make that final decision and bring it home and give it a hug.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out hugsandkisses.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.